doesn't.
You can see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad. And the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And we are live today. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon on the 13th of January. Welcome. And here we are again. More excitement this afternoon. Oh, I got a whole lot of things to talk about. Good gracious alive. It's like a smorgasbord of news. All of a sudden it's hitting hard recently. The past couple weeks it's really stepped out on this. The news, it's hard to keep up with it. Before, you'd find 4, 5, 6 articles or something. Now it's just past. It's way beyond. It's like they're heading toward, like hungry, thirsty cattle heading toward a poison hole of water they see in the far distance. Don't get in their way. Seem like they're after something. They're like they have a goal. They have a some kind of criteria to meet. Some kind of a agenda to foment. At the highest level, well, the state's leaders, from president to prime ministers to whatever, they got something going on this year soon to take place. What is it? I don't know. But you sure will know when it hits. I'm going to try to reveal as much of it as I can and show you what you're not being told in the news by design. At the highest levels, and reveal as many of their secrets as I can. I am an analyst, but I have been in different places dealing with terrorism and right smack dab in the nitty gritty of it overseas. A stint in the Marine Corps for 12 years, and I've been in Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Kosovo, the Congo. I've been all kinds of places dealing with anti-terrorism, set up protection for internationals and nationals and military personnel, all kinds of stuff. I don't know. So I have been involved in it. Now I'm trying to report it because, and I work alone. I work alone except for people that send me articles, and I have friends that, but I have no staff. I have no support other than God and friends that send me articles. And I got some people that sometimes send me a little presents or whatever, but that's not what I'm here for. I have no commercial value of my website whatsoever. Zero. I mean nothing. Matter of fact, it costs me money. I have no means for someone to give me some kind of donation. It's not there. No PayPal, nothing of that stuff. I sell nothing on my website. Family, I'm here to give you the truth, and I have no agenda. I work for no organization, movement, country, flag, nothing. Zero. Nada. Not a one of them. I follow nobody but Jesus. Literally. I love my country, and I live here. Okay, well, that's fine, whatever. But I follow Jesus. He comes before my country, family, everything. It's where he does this. He comes first. Either he does or he doesn't. It's a very slam dunk. You make your choice. It's coming down to it. You can see it every day. Taking sides right now is a choice. Family, there's coming a time when you won't have that choice. You won't have time to say, well, let me see. You know, I'll wait here, I'll wait there. You're going to have to make a choice. You only have two. Literally. And the supernatural is as natural as you breathing oxygen. So those that are atheists, that are doctorates in communitarianism or some political agenda in Harvard or whatever, teaching it, I don't care. It doesn't matter. If they're atheists and agnostic or unsure about their supernatural belief, I don't care if it's a Harvard professor. He will never understand or give an accurate lecture in his classrooms over what's really going on. I can promise you that. It will not happen. Unless you incorporate the supernatural, which is as natural to this agenda going on today as you breathing oxygen. Literally. It is the mix. It is the nucleus of what's going on today is the supernatural. So if people say, for example, I don't talk about communitarianism on my show, I'll say, well, so what? Communitarianism is nothing more than communism wrapped up in a nice little neat package. Socialist, socialism, Marxism, communitarianism, fascism, communism, whatever ism it is, it don't matter what the ism is. The ism has been created by the Vatican through the Illuminati to separate and divide this world into fighting units. So you get tired of fighting because they cause it, that you want to come together as one under the New World Order. Now that's a summary of it. What I try to do in my broadcast and even Bible studies, to show you exactly how they do it. Let's begin. Lord, thank you today that, Father, we come together. Father, we'd like to thank you for this wonderful gift of life, Lord, that you've given us. Lord, sometimes we see the briars and not the roses. And, Father, it's easy down here. But, Father, you went through it all, through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, when you came down here incarnated in human flesh, lived in the human flesh called Jesus, that, Father, on the death, resurrection, your only begotten Son then arose, seated on the right hand, that, Father, we know about the Trinity. Father, we pray to you through the Holy Spirit, Lord, to guide us today. Guide us in our lives. Give us discernment. We pray for discernment and wisdom in this deception that's going on today. Father, bring to our minds the positive things. We see so many negative things, but Lord, in our hearts, bring up the positive that, Father, we can see the sunset. We can see the sunset, the sun through the clouds. But, Lord, to also give us the wisdom, discernment, to see the wiles of the devil, to find out what he's doing, to know how to fight this evil that's around us. Father, we know to fight it, we have to know about it. To open up our hearts and our minds and our eyes to see, our ears to hear, and our walk to be in the Spirit. Dear God, we ask you that you bring comfort to those who are in your needs, divine appointments to help those suffering. Father, protection for those that are born again and other countries are being killed for their belief. To give them support. To give them protection. Bring them home. Father, we pray for our families. Those away from the Word. Father, those on the verge. And Father, for those in the walk that we call for you protection. Divine appointments to give them that opportunity to receive Jesus. Father, you know, we know you are our Father, and without you, we're lost, confused children, all of us. Father, we're being taught today the humanist way that we are our own God. Father, this deception is being taught in the schools, is being taught in the medias, in our lives. Father, even on the pulpit, the cathedrals and the synagogues. And Father, to bring the truth to the hearts, bring the watchman out. Father, to anoint with your Holy Spirit those that are in the pulpits and in the seat of power and control that, and teaching and preaching, that, Lord, that you'll give them the opportunity, the words to speak, to bring people to you. We want to work for your glory. Only for you, Jesus, you are the only freedom. Father, give us the truth. We can give it to others. Convict us in our hearts if we fall away, if our minds wander. And protect us, Lord, from these evil spirits, with your warring angels, from all forms of temptation that come our way to distract. We call upon you, Lord, to protect the children that are being abducted, sought after for these sacrifices. Father, to keep that spirit of suicide at bay. Father, to render null and void the effects of these psychotropic drugs and vaccines, and Father, that are killing people and opening them up for possessions. Father, we need supernatural help in this war going on now. Father, we pray for an awakening of these world leaders, of those that, Father, you can touch them. And Father, they become whistleblowers. We need time, Lord, to witness to others before that hammer falls. Father, be in your will, we pray, that you expose all those that are pretending to be on our side, Lord. Expose them for who and what they really are. And only through wisdom and discernment can we determine. And only through the Holy Spirit do we have this wisdom and discernment. So we call upon that Holy Spirit, Lord, to give us that gift. And to keep us humble to use it. And all these things we pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive others or our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from this evil, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Father, I got some, close friends, I know, that kind of keep track of my broadcast as I'm talking. They voluntarily help me sometimes, because I do have a tendency to go off in little rabbit trails sometimes. Everything's connected. It's kind of like in a spider web. The whole spider web has got different web links and connections. Sometimes a trail off to go to a twig or a tree or whatever. But they're all connected together. This is exactly this conspiracy. Family, I tell you right now, I challenge you. You will not find one conspiracy in our entire history of mankind. Any history book, it don't matter. In any country, it don't matter. You will not find one treaty, one war, one world leader that's not connected to this one world conspiracy. Going all the way back to Nimrod. Thousands and thousands of years, you will not find one unconnected, disconnected event. Everything is involved in this conspiracy and can be proven. Denial give you some rest for a while because you deny it. You could deny putting oil in your car for as long as you want, but eventually it's going to go click, 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 and there you go. You denied it, you procrastinated for as long as you would because you didn't want to have to go through with it. You don't have to stop and put all that oil in and take it all out and all that stuff you had to do or pay the money for it, whatever, I don't know. You see the point. But eventually it's going to catch up with you. Well, that's what's going on today. People deny it. Why? They go and sit on TV and watch Dancing with the Stupid Stars. Or their soap operas. Or that's where they get heavy involved. They head to the TV. Or Hilton Head to play golf. Or whatever it is. Instead of seeing the reality of what's going on today. When it gets to be too much, they just shut down. We're taught to do that in school. In high school, grade school, first grade. Family, that's a fact. You say, Tom, you keep saying that's a fact, that's a fact. You always keep saying that's a fact. Well, give us some darn facts, Tom, and quit just chawing at the jaws. Give us some facts. Where's your so-called facts? Well, I'll tell you what I want to do. Do y'all trust, do y'all believe Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor? You think that's high enough for you? Dr. Pierce of Harvard University. Ooh, there you go, Harvard. Controlled and owned by Rockefeller. Satanists, they are. Evil to the absolute core, their entire generation of bloodline. From the time that, I guess, they evolved from a rock. They control Harvard. $20 million, I guess, donations would give a little bit of insight and a little bit of control, do you think? Duh. So Dr. Pierce of Harvard addressed 2,000 teachers. That's a lot of people. That's almost a small town in North Carolina. 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado. Now, that's a lot of teachers in Denver, Colorado, one place in a teachers' conference at one time with a microphone, even. Like Hitler, if you want to call him that. You heard me right. I have so much disdain for these people. For me, it kind of causes me to have to sit back and pray about my attitude. I just still don't understand. It continues today. 1973, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor of Harvard, said to 2,000 teachers at one time in an auditorium at a teachers' conference. You got it? Said the following, and listen to the words carefully. He said to these teachers, quote, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Because it comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of a nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future, unquote. Word for word. You say, well, that's just one doctor that probably had a bad day. Well, Paul Brandwine, Paul Brandwine, influential educator. He taught, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill, unquote. Ashley Montagu said, and I quote, to 2,000 home economic teachers in a conference in Anaheim, California, in 1970, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Recently, they had a study that said when you conform to religion, you're mentally ill if you believe in God. And you know, to sum it up, sort of, going all the way back almost 40 years before, 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, said, and I quote, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. And he's 100% correct. We've been taught humanism since the day this country was even born. Sneaky, it was. The humanist that they've taught us, secretly, brainwashing right under our noses. Humanism, deny existence of God. Deny the existence of a soul. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. Deny the existence of inalienable rights, including rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution, which is supposed to follow up on the Bible. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. There's your abortions, child euthanasia, war. Claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or a new world order. They convince at some point the generals, congressmen, CEOs, that a new world order is the way to go for peace. They convince them, this is how powerful we are. You're going to join us or you're going to be against us? How's your family doing? And they all turn over. Four-star generals like McTierney, Boykin, Wesley Clark. Shall I name some more? All of them that are involved in the Council of Foreign Relations, all of them that's involved in the Joint Chief of Staff, or they would not be there. They would be fired, retired, or destroyed. They, quote, believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to attain world peace. That is the reason for the feminist movement. That is the reason for same-sex marriage. That is the reason for transgender things going on. Changing the bathrooms where men and women at your college can work and go to the bathroom together. All that is for this agenda. That's why ACLU is moving the Ten Commandments out, bringing the Baphomet statue in Oklahoma. It's being done. All these activities by ACLU, NAACP, they work together, are to support this agenda. That's an absolute fact. Please challenge that. I wish you would. Family, you better know how this is going down. Praying against it is actually the answer. You know that Georgia N. Geyer, about 1987. Georgia N. Geyer said, and I quote, the percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities. Herbert London, educator, 1987, of New York University, a Tavistock College, by the way, said, and I quote, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two We'll be back on. Disconnected for some reason. We should be back on. So I need to know where you heard me leave off at. That's the first time that happened. So anyway, that's about the second time, third time it's happened. These promises are being given to people that's pulling them into this New Age movement, which is tied into every event going on today, getting us toward the New World Order. Everything. They even have, what's it called? The secrets of love, sex, remarriage, and marriage will be slowly revealed. To cultivate soul powers and superhuman awareness. Oh, you'll love this one. To use atomic energy to build a new civilization, the new and better world, and to create the finer, more spiritual conditions. Really? Anybody ever heard of Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Fukushima? How about that? The book of Revelation is telling you what's coming. They sold this bill of goods to those that think the New World Order is going to be of a benefit. You know, they even got down here, I quote, to clean the polluted air, water, and soil all over the earth. So when the New Age movement begins, and disclosure happens with the hierarchy that comes on this earth, they're going to start cleaning things up. They're going to change the frequency vibration to clean the water, clean the air, get rid of chemtrails. They'll be heroes. It will be a lie. I've got like, maybe one day I should cover all these plans that they have, but that's not really what they're going to do. It's amazing how they've bought and sold our people out into thinking it's a utopia. Now, for the other side, they're told they'll have carte blanche in violence. Yeah. So they got two things going on here. And they'll use the anarchy to justify martial law to bring about the New World Order and peace for a short period of time. This is the plan. I'm letting you know ahead of time. In the meantime, family, in the meantime, the articles coming out today, for example, when I told you about humanism, no regard for human life. That's what it is. Taught in the schools, even. Death education. Taught to us all along. Article came out, celebrating evil. Kansas Church invites community to celebrate 42 years of abortion in America. Unquote. Oh, wow. They're all headed toward the Humanist Manifesto. And everybody's falling right on line with it. Family, you can pray against it. You inform people. But the Americans today are going to need a real wake-up call. That's what's going to head toward. It's a serious wake-up call. And when that happens, boy, you better buckle up. Buckle up. I want to move into my main topic of discussion today is a series of comments and commentary that I'm going to lead up to certain issues. I want to talk about the biblical approach to gun control. It's going to be very controversial. It is with me even. But I have to tell you what the Bible says about gun control. Before I go there, I'm going to lay the groundwork and give you some principles and things that's actually happening to show you a bigger picture. First of all, know that since 1915, according to congressional records, J.P. Morgan started controlling all media in the United States. He bought out 25 of the greatest papers, put an editor in charge of each one to make sure they went along with the agenda. It was passed on to Rockefellers when they created the Council of Foreign Relations to control all media in the United States. Now, along the way, there were editors that went away from the direction and started putting out good articles, especially the Chicago Tribune in 1950s. Well, every time they find that leak, they plug it up. So you do have articles coming out. God's got a way of working. But for the most part, all of your media, education, everything is controlled through the Council of Foreign Relations. You keep that in mind, including the school. As a matter of fact, in 1991, in a speech given by Rockefeller, who was chairman of Chairman Emeritus of the CFR, a speech was given in 1991 in June in Baden-Baden, Germany. He said, and I quote, "We're grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings, respected their promise of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subject to the bright lights of publicity during those years." And you know that the chief of staff for New York Times, former chief of staff for the New York Times, John Swinton, was honored at a New York press club in 1953. And he had a toast to that evening, in that meeting. Swinton said, and I quote, "There is no such thing at this date of the world history in America as independent press. You know it, and I know it. There's not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions. And if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper I'm connected with. Others of you were paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be foolish as to write honest opinions would be out in the street looking for another job. If I'm allowed my honest opinion to appear in one issue of my paper before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country, his race, for the daily bread. You know it, and I know it, and what folly is this toasting independent press? We're tools and vassals for the rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes." Unquote. Now, he got his final punch in before he punched out. He waited to the last minute, literally. Now, you all got the idea before I continue? That's in 1953. There's another reason to be killing off our troops that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, so they won't tell the truth of what's going on over there. At 22 to 26 suicides per day. Not a soul is saying a word for it. And the ones that's in charge of trying to curb the numbers of suicides for our troops and coming back and to help them over the past 6 years, Paul Rackarff, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's a member of the enemy. And the Council of Foreign Relations would not let him be there if he wasn't doing what they wanted to do. Like the NRA, they're there to slow down the progress, pretending to be on your side. These are former military that sold their soul to the devil for a price. Not a word is being said. Now, in the next 20 minutes, I'm going to talk about laying the groundwork before I go on to the next part. You know, American historian Charles Beard, he complained about the overt censorship of non-establishment writers in 1947. You say, well, that's 1947. Yeah, it's worse today. I'm telling you when it started. It was then, in 1947, very obvious that the establishment did not want the truth about World War II to get out to the public. As a result, these censored writers were denied access to government documents and records. In the same way, we want to keep the troops from telling the truth by killing them off since Vietnam. Our own Joint Chief of Staff, our own CIA, works against our own troops because they work for the secret societies and themselves. Beard said, and I quote, "The Rockefeller Foundation and Council on Foreign Relations intend to prevent, if they can, a repetition of what they called vernacular, the debunking journalistic campaign following World War I," unquote. Now, quote, translated into precise English, continue the quote of Beard, "This means that the Foundation and the Council do not want journalists or any other persons to examine too closely and criticize too freely the official propaganda and official statements relative to our basic aims and activities during World War II," unquote. That applies today for Iraq, Afghanistan, the false flags in France where 12 people were allegedly killed, not. All of it, family. Sandy Hook, all of it. How many stories have you seen about the most influential group in U.S. foreign policy making, the CFR, that I showed yesterday, controls the policy of America? Yeah, controls the White House. If the majority of Americans have access to good health care or happy with it, why does the majority think we have a health care crisis? Could it be that all the statements expressing the point of view from a Council of Foreign Relations journalist back in the 90s, like Dan Rather, another traitor, a CFR member, a Luciferian, Tom Brokaw, David Brinkley, McNeil and Lehrer? Yeah, they were all traitors. Every one of them, members of the Council of Foreign Relations. Why did the media unanimously tell us that the gun control bill, H.R. 4296, only outlawed 19 semi-automatic weapons when, in fact, nearly every gun that shoots bullets is included in the legislation? They lied. Is it because they knew the truth and could turn the public sentiment against their agenda? And tell me stories that discuss the positive side of pro-life movement or private gun ownership. Now, what they're doing with private gun ownership, they're putting out today now how guns are protecting families, which they are. They want you to know that's what you got to have. So, when they take them away, you'll feel helpless. And they'll have control. Now, a little hiccup for me, but I have to tell you here shortly about what the Bible talks about in gun control and self-protection. I'll hear in about another 15 minutes. But I'm laying the groundwork. How much positive side of traditional heterosexual monogamous marriage do you hear about? How about abstinence-based sex education? How about free enterprise How about the negative aspects about these topics? A lot. It's by design. Perfectly. You know, the news media back in the 90s even praised government sponsorship of pornography. That's Rupert Murdoch. Oh, by the way, Rupert Murdoch owns the NIV Bible and Saints Bible. And he's a parishioner. His pastor is Rick Warren, a Council of Foreign Relations pastor. He's a darn Satanist. Can you imagine? People don't realize this. You know, in an article in the Los Angeles Daily News back in 1993 time frame, the executive director of the Gay and Lesbian Media Coalition, Larry Horn, gushed out, and I was, quote, "We're delighted that the NEA, National Endowment of the Arts, funded by U.S. tech dollars, has reinstated and funding the 17,500 for Gay and Lesbian Film Festival in Pittsburgh, New York, and Los Angeles. It's a sign of validation from the highest office for arts, by the way, funding in this country." Buckle up. Now, what I said, watch this, to date. Celebrating Evil, Kansas Church invites community to Kansas Church invites community to celebrate 42 years of abortion. You know, abortion, the purpose of abortion is witchcraft, sacrifice of humans. That's the whole purpose of abortion. It's not political, not even moral. The whole purpose of abortion, and doctors who are Freemasons, they know this, and those in Wicca, they know that abortion is only the Mayan sacrifice of children to Lucifer and Moloch. That's the purpose, the sole purpose of abortion. Masked under, well, it's the same thing to do. If a family can't help the child, it's better to kill the child. If you got too many children, it's better to take one out. All kinds of reasons. If it's a rape, well, it's okay, abortion's okay. Whatever reason they come up with, it's all to cover the real reason for abortion and promoting it and making it legal, is for human sacrifice. That is the only reason. And your legislators, your presidents, your kings, your queens, they know this. They use it. Now, as we talk about gun control, and I'm going to give you a different article. Now, listen to the article titles, and it's pretty much self-explanatory. Talk about gun control now. Article came out. So when you have one article, the principle is to plaster that article all over the United States, what you call viral. That's how they do it. All they need is one article. Whether it's real or acted out or made up, 90% of the population believe it. It's plastered all over every newspaper and news. One article, one place, one area brainwashes a nation. It just takes one. By use of computer, it's plastered all over the United States, all over. So, quote, "Soldier surprises wife with romantic breakfast. She surprises him by shooting him." Well, we got to get rid of those guns, don't we? Child kills his mother in Idaho. Pulls a gun, 9mm. I haven't figured that one out yet. Out of her purse, or shoots it through the purse. Shoots her in the forehead. All these articles, one after the other, to show you, well, they better take the guns up. These guns are just too dangerous to have. We've got to have gun control. This is what this is all about. Veterans. You know, Bush in 2006, he set up the Veterans Disarmament Act. All they got to do is classify you as having PTSD. All it takes is a little bit. Give you the drugs, psychotropic drugs they give the children. Give the vets too. Zoloft and all kinds of nonsense drugs. A and they got control of you. It makes you lackadaisical. They put the, and we've already proven, they got the microchips in some of these pills. A lot of the shooters in high schools were been on antidepressant pills. The veterans that commit suicide and kill their family, then commit suicide, have been on these drugs. It's by design, family. So now when they get you established and they say, well, now we want you to turn the weapons in. You've been diagnosed with PTSD. You no longer can have your weapon. Out of my cold, dead hands. No problem. Bam. Okay, next. Anybody else? No problem? Okay, well, hey, you got the rules, got the laws. And so this is, they're setting this up. I'm not giving you speculation. I'm telling you what they're doing. That's what that's for. It's kind of like an ace in the hole for them when they declare martial law. They also have a plan to get rid of the death penalty and close all prisons in about 5 to 10 years. And the Humanist Manifesto. Oh, yeah. They haven't told you that yet, have they? So they got these articles coming out now. So the death penalty states, unmoved by a botched execution. Man was in prison for 27 years, now proven to be innocent. Botched executions. We've got to stop it. All these things are part of this plan. And I talked about yesterday why the New York State Police and D.C. fear the Oath Keepers. I've still not gotten over that. Oath Keepers. Why? Aren't you all, a lot of you former military? How come some people in the New York State Police and some in Oath Keepers say, wait a minute, what's going on here? Who's caused us to fight each other? Now, you got the duct tape, the Freemasons' mouth to keep them shut up. And then you all take over and find out who the instigators are. You know, I was on a talk show. I ain't going to say who because I respect them a little bit, but they're definitely lost. They're way out and wild. They're going to get back to the United States. They're going to bring back the Republic. They're going to bring back the Constitution, all this stuff. The what is this stuff they talked about? You know, they're going to, I don't know what all this mess was. You know, they don't really know the truth about what's going on. They got these ideas about, you know, reestablishing America as a country again and all this stuff. They have no idea what they're up against. But anyway, that's not it. After I talked for about an hour, hour and a half, it was time for phone calls, make a long story short. And so I got a phone call from one that sort of gave me some compliments. All that said, and here it comes. But, I knew it's coming. The but always comes. But, this guest, talking about me, all he has is negative things to say. Everything you come up with, he's got a counter to it. And I said, whoa, hold on a minute. I said, you better know what your enemy is and what their capabilities are. They're not negative. They're facts. They are capabilities of your enemy that you better know about to overcounter them. It's real simple. And he said, well, you said that these councils committees have Freemasons in them. Well, when I'm a... He said, I'm a Freemason. He admitted it on the air. He admitted, that's so dumb. He admitted he was a Freemason on the air and said, I'm a member of a council and none of them are Freemasons. Oh. So that means there are Freemasons in there, aren't they? One called me. That's the one. See, what they do is they put Freemasons in these council's committees like gatekeepers to watch them and report back to headquarters what they're doing in the council meetings to be able to manipulate them and who to attack, who to control, who to threaten to put the council meeting back on track. That's what the Mason's there, and he's telling me, well, I'm a member of this council, and we don't have any Freemasons. I said, wait a minute. Oh, man. Oath Keepers, you've got infiltrators inside your group. Tea Party. Police departments, you've got gatekeepers inside. Undercover. They're keeping track of what you're doing. And they'll be the ones in there that's inviting you to a cookout. But at the same time, in the roundtable discussions, they're slowing you down. You start making progress, they always have a way to slow you down or to redirect the thinking, causing people to fight, and they sit back and watch. That's the ones. And that's what they're there for. You are infiltrated. I promise you, you are infiltrated. And there's a way to pick out the ones that's undercover inside your organization. They are there. If you're a Freemason, they are not on your side. Witness to them. Tell them to renounce the blood oath and come back to reality. Because they will be targeted by the very people they're working for. That's documented. So this one that called and was a guest, was a caller talking to me as I was a guest on the show, was the infiltrator. He all but admitted it himself. And you saw in the newspaper, the heads of state, all arm in arm, marching. And by the way, in France, they're supporting the Muslims anyway. It's about radical Islam. And what they're going to do is take radical Islam and liken it to radical Christianity and bring back the New World Order under the Humanist Manifesto, a New Age movement, and let's all get together, roast marshmallows on the fire, and sing Kumbaya under a New World Order. This is what it's all about. So now the heads of state are marching with a million marchers to signify their own plan because they're controlling the ISIS. So the very ones marching, the heads of state, all Putin, Netanyahu, Merkel, I'm talking the highest level, Bush, the whole darn lot of them. Of course, you had in that March Cameron and all these others, but and on cue, Obama was not supposed to show as he plays his Muslim role. As he's told to. He's played it out now. It is all portrayed. It's like a reality show. So they're marching in support of anti-terrorism and all that. And they're the ones that orchestrate it. Isn't that a hoot? And who do they control? Their own intelligence services who control the terrorists. There's no such thing as ISIS. I proved that yesterday. Or Al-Qaeda. When you say ISIS, you're talking about the intelligence agencies. Would Mossad snipers kill our troops? Absolutely. An Israeli sniper would kill an American soldier in a heartbeat. Yes, correct. At least we forget USS Liberty, huh? That was no accident. They wanted to sink the USS Liberty. Blame it on Egypt to get World War III started. It was supposed to happen. It didn't happen. Let's call for what it really is. These marches in France were planned long before this alleged shooting of these two, four. Now they're looking for a woman, aren't they? And they're looking for a woman now? And that four that shot? Didn't she go somewhere or something? They're searching her down, trying to find her? Two shooters. Now they're looking for a woman for the ones that allegedly killed those 12. Chasing down the woman. Like Snowden, he's a fraud too. Well, they're chasing down this woman, aren't they? Well, I'll tell you what they ought to do. They ought to go to NASA and maybe contract the Santa Claus tracking team, and maybe they can find her. How about y'all telling them I suggested that? Maybe I get a finder's fee. So go to NASA. Hey, CIA, NSA. Yeah, go to NASA. And locate the Santa Claus tracking team. And maybe you can locate that woman that was involved in the shooting in France. Hey, there you go. They show a picture in the airport. Well, the question is, who took the picture? Family, it's all a setup. It's all nonsense. Talking to some friends today, you got 12 people that allegedly died in France, right? By Muslims. Which it didn't happen. But you got 12 people that died in France, and they got millions of people marching. But you got 2,000 slaughtered with pictures of Nigeria of Christians. Nobody's marching. Where are the heads of state now? Family, it's all a bunch of hokey nonsense. But here's the issue, one of the issues, is that we are to abide by the laws of the land until the laws of the land cause us to sin against God. Now, that is a sticking point I got, but that's my problem. I have to keep my mind set on what God wants me to do. And I have a problem with it. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a pacifist by no stretch of anybody's imagination. I'm definitely no liberal, nor am I conservative. But I'm having a sticking point myself about this weapon, home weapons and home protection. I advocate it. I've always said my whole time that you never give up weapons. But here in a minute, I'm going to start talking about what the Bible says about weapons. And I got, it's a hiccup for me, but I have to tell you what the Bible says. I have to. Despite what I believe, I got to tell you what the Bible says about it. I have to tell you. Before I go there, I got a few more things to say. Why are you veterans fighting each other? Does anybody not have any bravery to say stop, state police, stop, oath keepers, stop, veterans, and look at each other and say, wait a minute, why are they causing us to fight each other? Why are we fighting each other? Didn't you go to Afghanistan? Yeah, I went last year. I did too. How come we're now on opposite sides? And nobody care? Nobody's asking the questions on the side? Why? Some of these talk shows out here say, well, FEMA, the feds. Well, the feds, some, what are you talking about feds exactly? Feds are former veterans. Oath keepers, former veterans. Wait a minute, something's wrong here. Something's not right. Well, I'll tell you what's not right. You've got leaders that's infiltrated into these groups, extremists within the groups that pretend to be on their side, even talk shows that pretend to be on your side, that are giving you 80% truth and 20% lies, causing people to fight each other. Jews against the Muslims. Jews, the descendants of Isaac versus descendants of Ishmael, that are both offspring of Abraham. That's World War III coming, by the way. You got the Zionist Jews against the Messianic Jews. You got the white or white patriots against each other. You got the black against the whites. Police action. You got men versus the women. You got the children versus the parents. You got the straight citizen against the homosexual citizen. Oh, you're homophobic. You're nothing but a homosexual. You got the atheists against the military. Family, we're fighting each other. Who's pulling the buttons here? Who's pushing the buttons and pulling the strings? This is only scratching the surface of the conflicts. Hispanics are waiting to take Southwest back again as land. Chinese are laying back because they have investments. They're ready to take over the Northwest. Canada will take the North. Yeah, Mexico will take the Southwest, and the UN will take the East Coast. Nixon set that up. Nixon, under the Executive Order 11647. Did you know that? Divide the U.S. states into 10 regions, 5 states each, 1 governor, and 1 U.N. administrator for each one. Now, wasn't that cute of him? That's what he did. Executive Order, February the 12th, 1972, 11647, 1973, 11731, and 11495 to take over the functions of government. But it didn't work out right. Ooh, risky. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. I tell you what, family. But I'll tell you something else. They're not going to succeed totally. Because like that song says when you start my show, when those trumpets blow, and they're going to blow, you can see the end of the times. The prophecy, the dream that Daniel gave of Nebuchadnezzar is coming true. When you look at the heads of state marching in France together in one photo, you're watching the feet of iron and clay preparing to come together. Not yet a fulfillment of prophecy, but that is the makings of it right there. That's a divided England, divided Europe, which is the Holy Roman Empire, will come together again. That deadly wound will be brought back together. You see? Now, they're going to show you, veterans may suffer from the Veterans Disarmament Act. This is written back in 2008. Quote, Homeland Security is currently downloading information from the VA on veterans who the VA has determined to be mentally incompetent and therefore at risk to buy or own a firearm. H.R. 2640. Veterans Disarmament Act. They're sneaking in with it. Paul Ryan and Ron Paul, both frauds. You heard me right. Ron Paul's a Rosicrucian. They both follow Ayn Rand, who wrote Atlas Shrugged in 1957. That book is a textbook of their methodology, what they teach under a fictional storyline, so it won't raise any eyebrows. Ayn Rand was a mistress in every respect to Philip Rothschild. But that wasn't all she was, a mistress, if you know what I mean. She is also the author of that book, which was dictated to her by the Rothschilds to write. To establish their strategy right under your noses. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, I'm going to show you here in a minute. I'm going to tell you, actually. Because in this book, one of the principles is what I'm talking about. And I'm going to tell you how they work, right quick like. And then we'll get to talking about the biblical issues of gun control. So she wrote, as a part of it, okay, in this book, here's how it works. First of all, Vladimir Lenin, besides saying, destroy the family, destroy the country, he also said, and I quote, The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and a dictatorship by consent. Now, Atlas Shrugged says, and Rand wrote in the book, quote, "There's no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals. Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws." She went on to say, "But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be enforced or objectively interpreted, and you create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt." Now, in the storyline, she says, wrote, "Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with." Unquote. Part of the book. That's how it works. So that's why I established all these laws. So we'll break the rules. You break the rules, now they got power to crack down on you. That's what they're doing. But many things they're afraid of, but one thing in particular was a quote by, it was this fella. Declaimer Duvetus, he said, and I quote, "One basic truth could be used as a foundation for a mountain of lies. But if we dig down deep enough in the mountain of lies and bring out that truth, to set it on top of the mountain of lies, the entire mountain of lies will crumble under the weight of that one truth. And there's nothing more devastating to a structure of lies than the revelation of the truth upon which the structure of lies was built." And that Holy Spirit had been doing that for quite a while now. But the more we pull away from God, the more their lies will then start taking on reality. And that's what they're trying to get same-sex marriage passed in the States. Child euthanasia. You're going to find a lot of articles, a lot of reports coming out about legalizing marijuana to medicate the population. Man, that goes back to the year 1900. We're going to see what happened. That's what they're doing. Now, how are we doing so far? You see, family, they lose this battle. That's what I want you to know. But we're going to have to go through a lot of this that's happening in the meantime. You know, they got an article here that says Vladimir Putin sets the stage for World War III, expands Russia's nuclear weapons defenses near Europe. See, all this is just bogus nonsense. Putin, Cameron, Obama, Bush, all the rest of them, they all work together. Merkel, they're all part of this new world order. They're all part of your Joint Chief of Staff. Man, they all work together. You understand this. Putin plays his role. He don't care about the Russian people. Bush don't care, and Carter, they don't care about the American people. They care about their blood oath to their secret society. That's what they all care about. That's all they care about. They pretend to be Christians, pretend to be good, and they are not. Matter of fact, it's proven by the quotes that they give. You can look up the quotes, it'll tell you right there. By their own mouth. Check it out yourselves. Family, I try in the 2 hours I have to bring as much as I can to the air before I got to go off. You know, it sounds like I really inundate people with a lot of information, but it's stuff I learn, which anybody can do if you take the time. And then I pass it on. I used to do 3 hours. And then tell people, don't believe me. Don't believe me, but challenge it. Family, so you will know yourselves. If I'm wrong, man, show me. I'll say, wow, I made a mistake. And I will tell you on the air in a heartbeat. I will humble myself, and I've done it before. I have made mistakes before. And I will admit them in a heartbeat. I'm here to learn, and I'm here to pass on what I've learned. You see? Did you know that in 1945 to 46, we brought 10,000 Nazis from Germany here? Nuremberg trial was simply just a way to get our eyes off of what the truth was. Principal seeks canned foods to defend against intruders. Oh, we're going to run out of canned food. Some of the techniques the Nazis taught us when they came over to set up the new United Nations, when they came up to set up the CIA, and you heard me right. When Hitler came over from Germany to Argentina, they brought him to the United States. Look up Merkel's roots from Germany. Look up Merkel's father was. They said, number 10, use posters, symbolic imagery. Anti-Semitism to scapegoat of minorities. And then bring the minorities up to give them power and courage to go against the majorities. That's being done exactly like they planned. Radio, control the mass media. You know, they have, when Hitler spoke, he had what's called sound alchemy. Those really in the know will understand what I'm saying. But in this microphone is almost if you touch it, it breaks, is a thin gold sheet. So thin, if you were to touch it, it might tear. It's put in the microphone, and when the person talks, the airwaves, the voice waves, vibrations go through the gold. It actually medicates. It actually hypnotizes because of sound alchemy going through the gold filament. In the public. Did you all know that? Oh, that's truth. That's what really enhanced his control of the population. Use the film and cinema, controlling the social sphere. That's what Hollywood's all about. They had to get us in those wars that was planned in 1871. World War I, II, Korean War, Vietnam. Did you know? Unfortunately, did you know John Wayne was a Freemason? Did you know that Clint Eastwood was a Freemason? Did you know Audie Murphy was a Freemason? Roy Rogers, Dell Evans, Freemason, Eastern Star. You getting the picture here? Boy, I hate saying that. Now you know why they had war movies. We trust our sports stars, our icons, our heroes of the cinema. They fire you up today even. Family, I'm sorry to tell you, this is the purpose of it. They don't have it like they used to now, do they? No. Because we're into a different control. Nazis told us about how newspapers control the press. Mein Kampf. Mythologizing the party. Always got to write a book. Anti-communist propaganda. Demonizing political opposition. That was that case, anti-communist propaganda. Now it's anti-Muslim. Now it's going to be head toward the extraterrestrial. Oh, it's coming. Having mythology, folk tales, and religion focus on a national myth. Religions made on myth. Music and opera, absorbing the high culture to control the masses by subliminal thinking and so forth. Judaism in the movies and the music. And the Fuhrer. He's supposed to be the world leader, but it didn't happen. Alexander is supposed to be the world leader, it didn't happen. Cyrus is supposed to be a world leader, it didn't happen. And Nimrod was supposed to be a world leader, it didn't happen. Y'all getting a picture here? But there is one coming that will be. All this is connected. Sometimes I find it so amazing how it works. And sometimes I get lost in it and I got to pull myself out and realize that they lose no matter what. And then see the winner, who is Jesus Christ. And there's nothing they can do about it. And go back to reality. But it's amazing how they've planned this all along. It's just incredible. And the public has no idea of what's going on. And this is my goal, is to try to influence, but educate about what I've learned. So you'll know what to write your congressman. So you'll know what movements to stay away from, what to bring up in Tea Party meetings, what to wake people up to what's really going on with the Constitution. That's what I'm hoping in my goal in my broadcasting. You see, in 2 hours every day. What does the Bible say about gun control? Ooh. Well, I got to tell you. All government is ordained by God. All government, whether it's despotic or dictatorship or whatever. Romans 13 stands. If you don't have a government, then you'll have anarchy. Recent shootings across the United States have caused a lot of headache, obviously, and then worldwide and so forth. And these tragic instances have also renewed the intensity of discussion. Talking about American gun laws and politicians and sportsmen and theologians and all this. And they all go into the idea of gun control. That's the one thing that scared, had afraid the Yamamoto and others that there's a gun behind every blade of grass in America. And we know how to use them. They needed to have that power so we would be the pit bull dog of the Council of Foreign Relations for all the wars. General Smedley Butler confirms this. Marine Corps. We're nothing but debt collectors and hitmen for the world leaders under the guise of fighting for freedom. God, I hate saying that. I really do. But it's true. We've been lied to. The Germans that were our enemy were lied to. The VC that were against our own government, our own soldiers, Marines, were lied to. The Muslims that are suicide bombers. You have two or three terrorist cells. They believe they're doing it for Allah. They don't realize their terrorist cells going all the way up to Omar Sheikh and the others, Zawahiri and all these others, work for the CIA. They don't know that. They're brainwashed at the lowest level. It's a one-way street. They think they're doing it for Allah. They don't realize they're being double-crossed as well. You understand how deep this goes? Well, let me tell you how deep it goes. December the 9th, 1950. And this applies for every country, in this case, America. Doesn't matter which one. Because the Muslims now are actually using children as suicide bombers. They're easily brainwashed. You ever heard of Jesus camps? You ever heard of Muslim training their children? You ever heard of brown shirts? Family. They're all connected. Your Jesus camps that's being taught in the United States, they teach them how to, harness, stick fighting, but also how to tongues. And children are brainwashed in these Jesus camps. Then they're brought out. It's getting ready for the Inquisition after 2025. CIA controls these Jesus camps. Jim Jones on steroids. On the guys. But here's December the 9th, 1950. One example of what's going on today. Quote, the Chicago Tribune. The members of the council, it's foreign relations, should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that'd be World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, Korean War, unquote. We caused that war. We made sure our own soldiers and Marines died. The Council of Foreign Relations works for the Illuminati. They work with the communists. They work for the secret societies, Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, the communist movement, all work together under blood oaths and Freemasons at the highest level. There's your enemy, the Knights Templar, causing us to fight each other. You see? That's what's going on. You know, I know sometimes when I'm telling the truth and I'm getting across to people because I have disturbances and interruptions. It's amazing how it works. You ever find that out when you're trying to read your Bible or you're trying to do the right thing and you're getting on track and all of a sudden something calls you to go somewhere else? That means you're on the right track. Yeah. Oh, I know it happens to you. It happens to all of us. When you're on the right track and you're causing something to happen, a disturbance on the outside, then you're going to get distraction. Every time. Gun control. Guns are readily available in the United States. Ownership protected by Constitution. How should a Christian view gun control? What does the Bible have to say about what would apply to gun control? Do you know that Yamamoto was supposed to take completely control and destroy Pearl Harbor and use it? Did you know that? In the sixth phase of World War II, as planned by FDR, Churchill, and Hitler, and Japanese elite work together. Hitler was to take the West Coast, the East Coast, Yamamoto, the West Coast. You say, that's nonsense. They never accomplished it. Yeah, they would have, because FDR was planning a dictatorship. I got confirmed from his own words. He's going to use our military. Well, it was really stupid. I got a quote from his own words, family. That was planned, the sixth phase. Churchill was working with Hitler. Churchill was working with Hitler. Churchill was a Knights of Malta. Now you get the idea? And a dictatorship confirmed by a congressional hearing 1934 was to take place, and General Butler was part of it. Blew the whistle. Family, this is slam dunk, irrefutable evidence. So we'd had a dictatorship in America. Yamamoto would take the East Coast, West Coast, launching from Pearl Harbor once he took it over after four, five, six waves of attacks. Hitler was to go into Canada in the sixth phase and take the United States. Yamamoto was afraid because of the gun issue. He backed down and stopped the third wave. The Bible was written long before the invention of any type of gun. The Bible was. So the phrase gun control, you won't find in the scripture. However, the Bible does record a lot of accounts of wars and battles and use of weapons. Warfare in the Old Testament was God told his armies to wipe out entire villages. You know why? Because they were hybrids. DNA manipulated. That was the reason why. Giants. DNA corrupted. That was the purpose. That was the reason why. All this is a is a story in itself. And warfare is presented as inevitable in a living environment in a fallen world. It's going to happen. And that's what we're in. So warfare, weaponry, and so forth is a given. Now, like for example in James 4:1, from whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Weaponry is a necessary part of warfare. Weapons in the Bible were also used for personal protection. Some parts of Israel, robbers were common. You find that in Luke 10, verse 30. Many people carried weapons when they traveled. Carrying a weapon for self-defense was never condemned in the Bible. In fact, it was mentioned in a positive light by Jesus himself on the occasion of Luke 22, 35 to 38. He said in Luke 22, 35 to 38. And he said to them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, well, nothing. Then he said to them, but now, he that hath purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. He hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must ye be accomplished in me. He was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, there are two swords. He said to them, it is enough. Now, if he was going to cause insurrection, he said, well, we need some more swords. But he didn't. He said, well, two's enough. So you can't say like Chuck Baldwin and all the rest that Jesus was a revolutionary. He's promoting war by saying, go buy a sword. They don't tell you about the other part there. You got to cover the whole thing. But he didn't say, two swords, get rid of them. He didn't say that. He said, okay, two, that's enough. But Christians are called to submit to governing authorities. Now, here's where it gets a bit sticky. We are to obey the laws of the land. Romans 13, 1 to 7. It talks about it. We're subject to the laws. 1 Peter 2:13 to 17. Now for me, it gets sticky. I'm telling you what it says. I have a problem with it myself, but that's my problem. But I still have to tell you what it says. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:13, it says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king or supreme, or unto governors, or unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, for the praise of them that do well. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may be put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, and not using your liberty for a cloak of maliciousness, but as the servants of God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Whew. So if you do what the government tells you to do, then it should be okay. Now let's go back to what Ayn Rand said. But make many laws to where they become lawbreakers. See how this works out? So the Bible says do what the government tells you to. Now the laws are to reflect what the Bible says. So if you deal by the laws, you're going by what the Bible says. That's how it's supposed to work. But the Illuminati, Freemasons, not Malta, not Columbus, the Jesuits, etc., say let's make more laws that makes them lawbreakers. You see the game being played upon us? The laws of the land are to reflect what the Bible says. The coronation oath of the kings and queens of the world, of England, are to reflect what the Bible says. So they got to do that. But what they plan on doing is subverting it and causing it to be so ridiculous that we become lawbreakers, or to foment revolution, which justifies martial law. That's exactly what happened in 1776. Freemasons were told not to tell them about the coronation oath, but to foment a revolution to justify martial law to put us under a debt in 1870s. What happened? That's what's happening today. It's what the militia against the... You see what's happening? They are doing it today. Now, my sticking point is the gun control part, but that's my problem. This has to apply for gun laws, too. If an American gun laws change, technically, American Christians submit to these changes and work through democratic means toward any desired alternative. However, they know this. So that's why they've been trying for 4 or 5 times since 1933 to declare a dictatorship. This is why. This is the big picture. The Bible does not forbid possession of weapons, and neither does command such possession. It don't command such possession. Laws may come and go, but the goal of the believer in Jesus Christ remains the same, to glorify the Lord. Problem is, when they outlaw the laws, they form a dictatorship, we get a problem. Now, what happened in the Colosseums? Well, Christians got killed. But see, God removed them from this earth, brought them to heaven. That was then. Now, for me, it's where it becomes a sticking point. I'm taught to fight. I'm taught to train people to fight. I'm taught to train people that train people to fight. I've done both. I've trained instructors to teach people. I've got to work on this with my heart and my head. I've got to come to grips with this. But I understand where it's coming from, and I have to submit to it. TV has got us desensitized to killing people. The video games desensitize the younger age, heading toward the year 2025. So you'll have a a generation of children that will kill any heartbeat, and their parents too, and they're doing it. They're doing it. Medicate them, educate them, brainwash them, Humanist Manifesto, and you got a nation of killers. That's what they're setting up. This is why, one of the reasons why they're going to get rid of the Freemasons after they've used them up, because the secret societies will no longer be needed. They haven't told them that yet, but it's documented. We're to do what the government tells us to do until the government causes us to sin against God, and that's when you refuse. John MacArthur, some so-called evangelist, says it's okay to take the mark of the beast. No. Taking the mark of the beast or that tattoo, you must give a allegiance to Lucifer. That's a big no. Death or no death. Death is acceptable. You take the mark of the beast, John MacArthur, that liar and fake Christian, will cause people to go to hell. I wish one day I could sit in a seminar just long enough to hear him say that. I promise you, I would stand up right there in the middle. Why people don't stand up against these people, I'll never understand. But they turn, like Osteen. Even Billy Graham has turned. Copeland, Joyce Myers, Rick Joyner, Rick Warren, all of them are turning. Families call the falling away. Being set up has started yet. But it's being set up, yes. Unfortunately, the clergy, trained by FEMA, will say do everything the government tells you to do. They will have no distinction. Well, that's wrong too. But moving back to what the Bible says, there's another biblical principle to consider, is that all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Matthew 26:52. Jesus said this to Peter. Peter tried to mount an imprudent defense for Jesus against the mob that had come to arrest him, if you recall. And Peter's actions were not only futile against the large crowd armed with swords and clubs, it wouldn't have worked anyway. Verse 47, you'll find, 26:47. He would have failed. But his rash behavior also, what it did, it belied Jesus' submissive attitude in verse 50 that worked against fulfillment of Scripture. Verse 54. There's a time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 8. And Peter confused the two. Now, Christianity, being a religion, which in itself is a problem, with 40,000 different sects of religion, of Christianity, different sects, 40,000, with different beliefs in Christianity. Wow. Christianity in itself supports personal freedom. Romans 14, verse 1 to 4. Talks about personal freedom and indicates that when Scripture does not clearly address a particular issue, there is freedom for individual choice. All right? So America has historically embraced the concept of personal freedom, to say the least. And what this does, it resonates with a principle. And the founding documents guarantee wide freedoms regarding firearms. And if you go to Matthew's 5 verse 9, biblically speaking, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. And that's which Jesus pronounces a blessing on the peacemakers. They apply to the issue of gun control. The idea that guns are antithetical to peace. Well, It kind of is more of a philosophical or political idea than a theological one. However, there's nothing theological or even logical that links guns to a lack of peace, or sometimes guns that help maintain civil peace. I know it's helped families. We've read about it. Sometimes all the home invaders got to hear is a woman or a guy or a 12-year-old girl rack around. They're gone, man. They're out of there. That's an awful sound for someone breaking in the house and you hear chink, chink, cha-chang, cha-chang. You're like, oh, you're out of here. You don't know where the bullet's going to come through the wall. Somewhere you don't know because you don't know the house. Homeowner does. So there's people scrambling to get the dickens out of there. You know, there's debates over whether gun control or whether to control guns or how much to control them. Depends on political, philosophical arguments, not moral ones, primarily. Moral reason hardly ever comes up. It's not to say that there's no moral component to this issue to be discussed. The gun itself is immoral, an object that can be used for good or for evil. More important is the morality of the person carrying the gun. Too often the missing consideration in the gun control argument. They don't talk about that. You know, the gun itself doesn't kill people. The person behind it does. You know, the fact that some sinners use guns to commit sin doesn't mean that guns are the problem. Sin's the problem. It's a moral and spiritual issue. And you know, since the very beginning of humanity, people have been killing other people, with or without weapons, anything to get their hands on. Take a certain weapon out of circulation. Might make murder more difficult, but by no means impossible. I would train how to make improvised weapons. From a book to explosives to antenna of a car to a fork in your hand. A pepper shaker. Oh, yeah, a pepper shaker. You find yourself in a bad situation, you talk your way through, but you got your pepper shaker, you see. I train all kinds of stuff. You say, pepper shaker? Yeah. You put pepper in your hand, make it a little fist, you see. Then you put the cap back on, you keep a pepper shaker in your pocket. You get in a battle, you talk your way out, you can't. You start getting beat up, whatever. You got the pepper in your hand, you blow it in their eyes. That's going to cause them to have a problem seeing. And you take the pepper shaker out of your pocket, and you beat them on the forehead till they're unconscious. I teach all kinds of things. You see, so I have to go back and say, well, what was I doing? You understand how much of a problem this is for me? To go back to what I used to teach and go back to now teach something different that I see as a reality. What I was teaching people was to kill, to maim, for their own protection, but I got a lot of praying to do. As far as the Bible is concerned, the use of guns is a matter of personal conviction, actually. There's nothing unspiritual about owning a gun or knowing how to use one. There's nothing wrong with protecting oneself or loved ones, even if it involves the use of weapons. We need not pretend that there is never a need for guns, but pointing a gun at a person should always be a very last resort. Seek to neutralize the threats without violence whenever possible. See it coming before it happens. You can tell by people how they react or looking at you funny. That look. I've talked about this before, the five steps of an assault, how it works. I've talked about that in the past. I don't talk about it now, but not putting yourself in that position, etc., etc. But how should a Christian view gun control? With the authority of God is trusted to it, the government has the right to allow or disallow gun ownership or whatever degree it deems right. We as citizens are called to submit to whatever gun control laws the government institutes. This is not, however, a statement on the wisdom of gun control. There's good reasons to allow law-abiding citizens to own guns. Good reason to allow them. Ultimately, guns are not the problem. Sinful people are the problem. But, here comes the curveball. They want to take the guns to allow a dictatorship and to pick people up and take them to the FEMA camps. Family, we're heading back to the Colosseums of Rome. So people have individual decisions to make. I got to keep myself neutral as I can so I can be objective about what I'm telling you. And cover both sides. I'm not going to sit up here and say, out of my cold dead hands, I got my Bible here, and I got my 9mm here. Well, I can't say that. You know, I mean, that's the macho John Wayne thing to say. That's the American way, but it's not the right thing to say. I have decisions to make. They pull up outside my house, say, well, it's time. You've been running your mouth too much on the radio. We're going to start pulling people in. And Gamble's on the top of the list. Okay. So I'm sitting here. And they break into my house at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm a very light sleeper. I hardly ever sleep anyway. But let's say that I have enough advance notice to where I said, doggone, and they're out there. Now, what am I going to do? I'm going to take my... I'm going to take my pea shooter... And what am I going to do? I saw Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid. I can do what they did. I'll kill a couple of them before they get in here with my pea shooter. But what am I really going to accomplish? I got to think about this. What will I accomplish? What would God have me do? Kill a couple? They will kill me. I will die. Or am I going to allow myself to be taken, go to a FEMA camp and preach the gospel? Oh, what an idea that is, huh? I don't know. Will I react in the way that I'm trained myself to react and start picking my targets as I go out and know I'm going to die? So I take as many of them as I can. Yeah. What am I going to do? Those decisions are coming. Am I going to say, well, you know, okay, man, just take the darn gun. Let's get this over with. Lord, I'm coming home to you. What am I going to do? What's my options? Those decisions are heading our way. History repeats itself. It's planned that way. Now we're heading toward the end of the program here, and I want to remind you all while I'm still on TalkStream Live. I'm going to talk about this again some tomorrow. I'm not done yet. I need to give it more time to talk about this gun control issue and some other things tomorrow. Tonight, Bible study. I got several subjects I'll speak about tonight. Remind you all, too, that we are graciously played up at on highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler. And actually, he plays my broadcast of Bible studies. And at one time, 6 months or 8 months ago, it's kind of catchy. You know, he had some issues. Right now, no. Right now, he's really moving on with his network. He's got a good program going. and he's really kicked it out. He's a good guy, and he's really successful now over the past 8 months. I promised him if he played our, my, I keep saying our, but kind of is ours that you all follow me, listen to. You see, broadcast and Bible studies that I would talk about his program, which I've been doing. And I was told that it's worked. And for that, he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies. That's it. I have no commercial value in my broadcast or website. None. Zero. I just want to get the word out. That's all I care about. Really. And to preach the gospel. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, highpointradio.net, got sponsors there, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And he's moving up fast. So give him a hand there, and for me, he plays my broadcast Bible studies, and I appreciate it. For him, it's his dream come true to have a network to help people. I got a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and I got a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And that's how I get my word out. I'm working on that Android application thing. I've got a line on that. I'm hopefully get that done and some other ideas until that thing hits and we're in a paradigm. And I don't mean 20 cents either. It'd be a paradigm of a change of lifestyle when this thing hits. But know that Jesus Christ went on the cross of Calvary. You take him as your savior. You're not going to worry about all this mess. If you're afraid of death, you're afraid of life. This is the truth. Nobody's ever going to live forever. But if you're afraid of death, your life is temporary, no matter if you're 90 years old or if you die early for car accident or whatever. Death is inevitable. But eternal life is up to you where you spend it. It will happen. There's no such thing as annihilation or soul sleep or any of that nonsense. When you die, you're going to heaven or you're going to hell. The Bible says so. This New Age nonsense is what it is, nonsense. Family, when you're born, you're going to be eternal. It's what you do with your life when you take Jesus as Savior or not determines where you end up for eternity. That's really the bottom line. It's not gun control. It's not FEMA. It's not plastic coffins down in Georgia, whatever. You know, none of that. It's going to come and it's going to go. But your eternal soul is forever. That's where your investment is eternity. Everything on this earth, everything is temporary, no matter what it is. Everything is temporary. They want it, go ahead and take it. Because they ain't going to be here long. Because God has eternity set up with a new heaven and a new earth. Which one are you going to belong to? That's the bottom line. That's why they're trying to keep you from it. That's their biggest fear. Bible study tonight, 8 to 9. Had a little trouble last night, so I got things fixed out anyway. But tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. And tomorrow, 4 to 6, we're going to keep on trucking. So y'all have a good night. God bless y'all. And we'll see you either Bible study or tomorrow on the broadcast. Thank y'all for coming by. And this is your Watchman. I'm signing off. Good night and God bless.
previously. I am with you every day.